VOA Smart Jazz Listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali dan tentunya kami harapkan karir, keluarga, dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
What it is, my father's a jazz musician. He's a teacher. I was always around the music. I've always tried to be accessible to the younger musicians.
Baby, baby, I love you.
Dan itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Marsalis adalah keluarga Amerika yang dianggap sebagai first family of jazz, terutama Wynton dan Bradford Marsalis bersaudara yang memiliki dampak besar pada musik jazz pada akhir abad ke-20 dan awal abad ke-21. Musisi jazz di keluarga Marsalis antara lain Ellis Marsalis, sang ayah, dan anak-anaknya Bradford, Wynton, Delphio, dan Jason Marsalis. Keluarga Marsalis bersama-sama dan secara individu telah memberi kontribusi signifikan terhadap pelestarian jazz dalam bentuk karya seni dan pendidikan musik bagi siswa, meninggalkan jejak penting terhadap dunia jazz dan budaya di Amerika. VOA Smart Jazz Listener, After by Marsalis Family. Putra termuda dari keluarga Marsalis, Jason, mencuat bakatnya pada usia 14 tahun sebagai drummer dalam kolaborasi bersama Delphio. Gayanya banyak dipengaruhi oleh drummer terkenal dari New Orleans, Tony Williams. Jason juga adalah pemimpin band Los Hombres Calientes pada akhir tahun 1990-an. Russ Davis dari VOA Jazz America sempat berbincang-bincang dengan keluarga Marsalis ini. Mari kita simak obrolannya.
This is for the folks around the world that would love to be able to hang with Wynton Marsalis in just a couple of minutes of doing just that. And this is a very nice time in your life, is it not, Wynton? Because there's a lot of great things to celebrate at this point, isn't there?
It sure is. No complaints.
You know, I get email from all over the world. It's an astounding thing. And so many of the younger people are writing me saying, I love jazz. I want to be a jazz musician. I want to be involved. And it kind of makes me remember that what a lot of people have said about you. I can't tell you how many times people have said, remember when Leonard Bernstein did the concerts for kids? And Wynton's doing the same thing. That's got to be a really good feeling to know that you're keeping the ball rolling to a certain extent, and I'd like for you to kind of give a thought to those folks that are listening out there, those young people that send me those emails saying, I want to study jazz, I want to learn more about jazz. This is an important thing to you, isn't it, Wynton?
Well, it is. My father's a jazz musician. He is. He's a teacher. I was always around the music. I've always tried to be accessible to the younger musicians. I was fortunate enough to go on the road when I was 18 with Art Blakey and then with Herbie Hancock and then ultimately with my own group, and I always have kids coming and band directors bring their kids, and I'm always trying to do workshops and be around kids and just be a part of shaping of the world that they enter, but they also do a lot to shape the world that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned Art Blakey, and I'm going to be doing I have so many folks I've talked to that went to the University of Art Blakey, and I read a comment or something, I think, sometime from you that something along the lines of you feel like you would not have embraced jazz as deeply as you have if you had never met and worked with him. Is that something close to what that quote may have said?
No, I would have embraced it, but I wouldn't have learned how to play it. Mm-hmm. Because in order to play, you have to be on the bandstand. It's not in the practice room. You know, it's not some conception you work out in your house.
And Art Blakey, to you, the word I get is that it was basically a situation of, here I go. If you can jump in here and hang with me, then good luck.
Yeah, he was like a sacrificial hero.
A sacrificial hero.
He would sacrifice his swing for you to learn how.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're right, Russ.
Ba ooh ba doo 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 ba ooh ta wee ba da da da
VOA Smart Jazz Listener, Baby I Love You by Wynton Marsalis. Wynton Marsalis adalah anggota keluarga pertama yang meraih ketenaran. Trompet pertamanya diberikan oleh Hurt, dan ia belajar musik klasik dan jazz. Wynton tampil bersama Danny Baker dari Fairview Baptist Church Band dan tampil bersama New Orleans Philharmonic pada usia 14 tahun. Dan baiklah VOA Smart Jazz Listener, jangan kemana-mana, kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan info menarik mengenai penampilan musisi jazz lainnya. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz.